That was much better, Cedra. But let's run through it one more time.
Bud Roberts called out from the production booth. Cedra Tyler and the rest of the Bentleys band had been in the studio for their first day of recording for 4 grueling hours. They had managed to nail down one track and were almost to the point of finishing another. Cedra nodded to Bud. What do I need to improve?
Take the range up just a bit when you hit the harmony this time. After this track, we'll take a lunch break.
Bud promised.
Y'all have done very well today.
Thanks, Bud, Juliet replied as she took her seat beside Cedra. I think we're all ready for a break, she said to Cedra with a wink. Bud told us this morning in orientation this wouldn't be easy, but I like the sound of the first track. I'll nail this one so that we can have a break, Cedra replied. Ready, boys? Stone, Keith, and Wayne all nodded. 1, 2, 3, 4, Cedra called out and began playing. Bud's voice rang through the studio when she sang the last chord.
That's it. That's the one I was waiting on. Good job, guys.
Hallelujah,
Keith cried out. My kidneys are about to explode.
Bud grinned. Lunch is set up in the break room. I'll see you there.
Cedra placed her guitar in the stand and stretched her arms above her head. This has been a great first day, don't you think? Juliet smiled.
My fingertips aren't bleeding yet, so I consider this a win.
Seriously, it's not as difficult as I thought it would be. We've managed to cut 2 of our original 4 tracks already. Stone smiled.
I can't wait to hear what they sound like. They sounded great from in here. Maybe Bud will play them for us after lunch,
Wayne said.
Let's go. I'm starving.
Juliet looked at Wayne.
You're beginning to sound a lot like Keith.
Wayne smiled at Juliet.
Ma's bacon and French toast are long gone. It seems like days ago since we had breakfast.
Bud and Carrie were already seated around the table when they entered the break room. Cedra hadn't seen their agent in the studio. I didn't know you were here. Good afternoon, by the way.
Carrie's been here for the last 2 hours,
Bud replied.
I wouldn't let her into the production booth, so she's been watching from here.
Bud picked up a remote and turned on a large monitor.
Y'all sounded great,
Carrie said.
They have done well so far today. Are y'all up for a few more hours? I want to shoot for 1 more track,
Bud told them.
We're all good until 7 at night, Keith replied as he returned from the restroom. I don't think it will take that long, but that's good to know. How about we take a run at Backwoods Boogie after everyone gets refueled?
Bud asked.
Oh, heck yeah. That song always gets us re-energized,
Wayne answered. Cedra placed a turkey sandwich on her plate and picked up a bag of chips. She walked to the table and sat beside Carrie. Are you eating?
I've been nibbling for the last 30 minutes.
Carrie smiled.
Do you want water or something else?
Juliet asked Cedra from the drink area.
Some water would be great. Thanks, Juliet,
Cedra answered. When everyone was settled around the table, Bud spoke.
I'm very impressed by your work ethic today. I've worked you pretty hard, and there hasn't been 1 complaint from any of you.
We are all excited to be here, and we appreciate everything you're doing for us, Juliet said. Bud smiled at her.
Eat up, then, and I want to share the first 2 tracks with you. We have them nailed down, but I want y'all to agree that the sound is what we're looking for.
Carrie stood and walked over to a cabinet and took out 7 pairs of headphones, placing 1 in front of each of them.
These will block out any external noise and give you the pure sound of what we recorded,
Bud explained. Eat up, guys. I can't wait to hear this, Cedra replied. All heads turned to Keith.
I'm eating as fast as I can without choking,
Keith mumbled between bites.
Be thankful there are no cookies or sweets, or we could be here for a while,
Cedra informed Bud.
Those will be available after the next track,
Bud assured them.
We'll break again around 4 and see how everyone feels. I don't want to wear you out on day 1, but damn, y'all are doing great.
We all agreed to work as long as the sound was good, or you tell us it's time to quit,
Juliet told him. Bud looked at Carrie.
I already love working with this group.
I told you so, Carrie smiled at Bud. They are hard workers and dedicated to being successful. Bud nodded his head and looked around at the smiling faces.
I have an excellent feeling about y'all. I believe you're going to do well in Nashville.
Thanks for all your hard work, Bud, Cedra replied.
Y'all are making it easy for me. All I have to do is sit back and listen. Are you ready to hear what we've created so far?
Heck yeah,
Keith said.